Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and on Tuesdays, we try to check in with the Juno School District. So my last guests today are here from Montessori Borealis Public School. Hello, Lupita Alvarez and Rick Trostel. Welcome.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi, thank you.
Yes, thanks for being here. You're both teachers at Montessori Borealis. Is that right?
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about what you do. What's your day like?
Well, I'm a preschool kindergarten teacher, and so we have children that come to our program. Besides being a preschool program, we also offer childcare services. So we're open from 7:30 to 5:30. Our school day runs from 8:30 to 3, but children that come from working families, preschoolers can stay in our program from 7:30 to 5:30.
Wow.
It's a long day,
yes.
But working families need that service, and the district is committed to work with working families. And so we provide care for children of ages 3, 4, 5, and up to 6 years old, because the children complete their kindergarten program with me.
And Rick, how about you?
Well, just a little history. I started with the program. My wife and I started the program 28 years ago with 9 children. We eventually got Lupita's children. We've taught a lot of people in the school district. And we came here to start a Montessori elementary program from the private preschool program that's in Douglas right now. And eventually, quickly, we turn it into a public program, and we've grown it very carefully, little by little, over the years. And right now, I just teach music to our 200 students, and my wife, who helped me start the program, is she's training Montessori teachers all over the world right now. So, and we're here today to talk to you a little bit about enrollment. This is the season when people are thinking, well, what am I going to do next year? What school do I want to go to? And this is a choice program in the school district. And just to make it really clear, it's part of the Juno School District, and it's free by and large. Lupita has one exception that I think she mentioned.
The preschoolers, 3 and 4 year olds, they have to pay tuition. Any child care program in the city. But the kindergartners are part of the public school system, so they don't have to pay tuition. They're, public school students.
And what are some things that you love about Montessori education?
Well, my first exposure to Montessori education was not as a Montessori teacher. I worked at an environmental education center, outdoor education, and we had students coming from all different ages. Our youngest group was a group of 4th, 5th, and 6th graders that came to us from a Montessori school, and I remember looking at the schedule and going, oh, what are we going to do with those babies? And I was just so impressed by their curiosity, by the way they treated each other with respect and care. I didn't know what Montessori was, but I just thought there's something here that's really, really important. And years afterwards, I had an opportunity to work at that same school, and they had sent my wife and me to training so we could become Montessori elementary teachers. Well, that was 30 years ago. I'm still at it.
How about you, Lupita?
Well, I got involved in Montessori as a parent. I was looking for childcare for my 3-year-old at the time, and I bumped into the Montessori program that is in Douglas. And as my son experienced the program, I saw the benefits in how he was growing and how he was maturing and the things that he was learning and becoming so independent and self-sufficient and confident that made me so happy to see my son, grow in that way. And I had been an educator prior to having children in the, traditional or mainstream public education. And I was really intrigued of what was about Montessori that helps children be, you know, so confident and so capable to making their own decisions and getting to know themselves so well. And I started reading everything I could come across about Montessori, and I fell in love with the philosophy and fell in love with the whole program to the point that I decided to get my own training and have been working in Montessori also for over 20 years.
And what do you think the students appreciate most about being in Montessori school?
I think they appreciate the respect of the environment, the respect of the adults, the care and respect they get from each other. They appreciate being able to make mistakes, but there is a structure to help them, both academic and social mistakes. I'm not just talking about social. There's a structure around them that is invisible unless you step inside a classroom and watch. You really don't see it. It's not like a physical scaffold, but it's felt there. And I think they feel safe. They feel safe to be themselves and to explore and to learn.
What do you think they appreciate about it?
Well, Rick said, the opportunity to explore who they are, to discover who they are, and to make choices in the process, making mistakes, learning from those mistakes, and learning more about themselves and becoming learners, lifelong learners, because they want to know more, whatever they discover, what their passions are. The community supports their passion. And
ideally, we're supporting their curiosity, and we're giving them the tools to assuage that curiosity, to dig in, and helping them learn how to learn.
And one of the things you wanted to talk about today is that the application period for 2020-21 school year is open, as you mentioned. So is it open now?
It is open now.
Yeah, now accepting applications, it says
Due April 24th or before. And you can go to junoschools.org, the website, and you'll be able to see where that application is, Montessori Borealis.
The application is the same application for all public school alternative programs. So whether you're applying for other alternative programs like charter school or the Tlingit language culture, is the same application. Sometimes people are not quite sure whether they need separate applications. It's the same one. You just need to mark the box that you're applying for Montessori. We have right now opportunities for families to come and see the program and observe the classrooms in action. There's no better way for a parent to decide this is the environment I want to have my child in than coming in and observing and spending some time seeing how the classroom works. So we have starting now till April 24, opportunities for people to come and spend some time in our classroom. So we encourage the community to come and see our program.
Generally on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings. And if you're interested in an appointment, give a call to the Montessori Borealis office at 523-1848, 1848.
You also have some information meetings that will be taking place at Marie Drake. Do you want to speak about those?
Yeah, you've got that in front of you. Will you read the dates there?
Sure. Tuesday, March 31st, 5:30 p.m., Saturday, April 4th, 10 a.m., and Wednesday, April 15th, 5:30 p.m.
These information meetings are another opportunity for families to come and learn more about the program. We have teachers and our principal that give you an overview of the whole program, how it works, the questions, trying to answer the questions that families may have in making their decision of enrolling their children in our program. And so we want to invite families to come and talk to the teachers, talk to the principal, and then set up a time to actually see the program in action. People will get a chance to see the program without children during at these meeting times, but we definitely want people to see the children in action. That gives you a better idea of whether the program is for your child or not.
It sounds like you're making yourselves very available, very accessible to anyone who wants to know more about Montessori Borealis Montessori School. That's great.
Absolutely. One thing I want to say, we have the preschool program, families have to pay a tuition, but we are also able to accept childcare assistance. And so we are committed to serve families with low-income families that are eligible to receive child care assistance. We just got news that the levels of child care assistance have going up, and it could cover almost the whole tuition, which is very exciting to see that happening. And so, again, trying to be accessible to everyone, we have the majority of our openings for three-year-olds, first graders, and fourth graders. That's, you know, the larger group of openings. And, of course, there are other openings and other grade levels. But the majority of the openings are the, you know, the beginning of the cycle. Mm-hmm. Our program runs on three-year cycles. And so we get three, four, five-year-olds in one class. So our majority are three-year-olds. Then we have first, second, and third grade together in one class. So the openings are at first grade. We have, 24 openings at first grade.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then the next level is fourth, fifth, sixth grade. So, again, fourth graders would be another opportunity to enroll in the program. And then we have seventh and eighth grade that I don't think we have any openings this year. I don't know.
In recent years, we've been filling the seventh grade from ourselves,
from our own children coming, growing into our program. Yes.
Well, Rick Trostel, Lupita Alvarez, thank you so much for sharing all that information about Montessori School. I feel like you're both so passionate we could talk about it for the rest of the day, but we are just about out of time. So thanks so much for sharing that information. And folks who are interested, please go to junoschools.org and attend the meetings or come and see a class.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks for
being
here.
Much.